Christian Bale. He's one of the foremost actors of our generation, and we're really privileged to be in his midst. His intense method acting style, often transforming his body drastically for his roles. He's winning an Academy Award, a Golden Globe Award, being featured in the Times 100 list of 2011 means I had a knot in my stomach when I went to meet him. But then he disarmed me. Really amazing bloke. And because he's so centered, he's such a fabulous actor. This, of course, was taped on location when Christian was here for the premiere of Netflix's Mowgli.
Christian, hi. I believe Andy Serkis and yourself know each other for a while. Talk about your friendship and how you got interested in this project.
Yeah, we first worked together when I was 19 years old back in Denmark many years ago. Andy has always been an actor that I respected greatly and liked immensely. He's a wonderful guy. And so when he chose to start directing, I'd seen the films which he's come to be the master of in terms of performance capture, as Gollum, as King Kong, and then in the Planet of the Apes series as Caesar. And I wanted not only to support him, but also to experience performance capture for myself and dip my toe into that, see what it was like. But with the wonderful Kipling story of The Jungle Book and in this new interpretation of it.
You're almost like a chameleon, changing body type and definition for your performances, Christian. I mean, some days you go on a coffee, tuna, apples diet for Machinist, and then the press said that you had a disc bulge while doing American Hustle. My question is, how far are you willing to push yourself for a role?
Well, I think I have to start being a bit more careful. I'm 44 now. Things hurt and they keep hurting. They don't fix themselves the way that they used to. I'm starting to get a bit more of a sense of my own mortality, you know. And especially after having played Dick Cheney recently, I put on a lot of weight and lost a lot of weight again, and think I've got to start to put the brakes on it a little bit. But performance capture is something very intriguing, because my experience with working on Mowgli did lead me to wonder, with a blend of the wonderful artistry of the makeup people that I worked with on Cheney, mixed with performance capture, you know, is this a brave new world where we will be able to create limitless appearances without me having to put on a lot of weight or lose a lot of weight or alter myself? You know, it's intriguing. I'm not sure that we're there yet, but we might be soon.
How amazing is he, Christian Bale? There more from him up ahead, and from other cast members of Netflix's Mowgli on Paytm Platinum Class. Here's Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. The Stereo MCs would step it up, stepping it up with one of the greatest actors of our generation, the great Christian Bale, who plays via performance capture Bagheera in Mowgli. And of course, you look at his filmography and you marvel, playing the serial killer Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. Then he lost 63 pounds for his role in the psychological thriller The Machinist. Within 6 months, he gains 100 pounds to star as Batman in Christopher Nolan's superhero film Batman Begins. He later reprises his roles in The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises. Then Nolan's period drama The Prestige, the western 310 to Yuma, the science fiction film Terminator Salvation. He wins the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of Dickie Eklund in the David O. Russell directed biographical film The Fighter. And that acclaim continues with his Oscar nominated roles in Russell's black comedy American Hustle and in Adam McKay's financial satire The Big Short. In conversation with the great man on location, here he is, Christian Bale.
This is Good Morning Mumbai with Rishi K.
What was your feeling when you first bagged Batman, Christian? I mean, everybody knows you're one of the best actors in the world, but Batman is a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's beyond acting. So were you elated, a little nervous? Give us an insight into that.
I think, he's a very iconic character. I purposely tried not to be too aware of that, because that can cause terror and you can't please everybody. And so I had a very specific take on what I found interesting about him. Chris Nolan concurred because he cast me and I auditioned. I showed him how I thought the character should be portrayed. And so you just have to have a very strong idea and then not waver from that, but obviously be open to good ideas, and it is a collaboration. But you have to ignore just how important a character like that is, otherwise you just sort of shrivel up and end up trying to please everyone, and you please nobody.
I know you've been to the north of India, Rajasthan. Your takeaways from there, are you planning to go down south in your next visit? India for you?
I would love to go now, but we do have to return home. It's an extraordinary country. I mean, I've just scratched the surface, but we've had a wonderful time. I'm very glad that we got to come back here, even just for 4 days with my family. But it's really a country that takes a lifetime to explore. But yes, I think next time, the East and Southern India.
What are your Christmas plans? What are the Bales doing? And if you don't have any this year, what do you normally do?
Well, it's very different from my childhood, where it would always be very cold and dark. Now I live in California, which is very moderate. This Christmas, I plan to learn how to surf with my daughter, who she'll teach me how to surf.
My last question is, what is the turning point in your career, you feel? Some say it was American Psycho, some say The Fighter. I want to know what you think, that motion picture that was the pivot for your career, that turned your career around.
There's been many different ones. When you're inside of that knowledge, there's moments where you just change and you try something new, and you know that was it, but other people might not notice. But I would say that a very important one was American Psycho. It was one that I had to really struggle to get, because nobody except for the director, Mary Harron, wanted me for that role. And I think without that, I would have been destined to eternally make English period films. Nothing wrong in those films, but I wanted more variety in my career.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
The great Christian Bale, that was taped during his India visit for the premiere of the worldwide premiere of Netflix's Mowgli.